All right, Zach Osborne, Hangtown. Well, there you go, 1-1. I was more impressed with your second moto, because you took the lead. Joey got you back somewhere in the back, and then you immediately, that's it, I got to go.
Yeah, it was a good day. I can't really explain it. I've never had last year I went 20-4 here, for 11th overall or something. So today my goal is to be in the top five, and I really wanted one of those trophies. So if I could get on the podium, that would have been a bonus. But to go...
There's no chance your goal was top five.
I swear. Before the day, Dave told me, if we can get out of here with two top fives, we'll be having a good day. And I was like, you're right, we will be. And to go out, pull both sessions, and then go 1-1, I don't know. I can't really explain it.
The track looked pretty rough, second moto. How was it?
It was brutal. This is always one of the gnarliest ones of the year, and it's right off the bat. I elected not to do any testing beforehand just because I knew my bike from last year was really good. So I started with completely just that as it was when we left Indiana or whatever. And I feel like that was really good because I know that bike well. I'm comfortable with it. I'm pretty familiar with everything it does. So I was happy with my settings, and I wasn't searching today. That was key for me. I was just right on it from the get-go.
No testing.
I swear. Not a day.
That's bold. I like that, though. Maybe some of these other jerk-off riders should do that. You know what I mean? Because you do fight your setup all 12 rounds.
Well, I just knew that I was comfortable with what I had. I've always missed it here. The guys give me something really good, and why should I change it? So I just elected to come here on something that I know that I'm confident in and they're confident in, and it worked out for us.
First moto, you're behind Adam for a long time. What's your thought process? Did you want to get him right away? Were you watching him? Did he show you some lines? Or were you like, hey, I think my fitness will carry me out if I can just stay in touch? Or was he just flat out, kind of going faster?
He was going fast, and there was a couple times where I got close to him and kind of sat up a little bit. I just was kind of trying to find how I felt, I had a little bit of arm pump in the middle of the moto, first race tightness, whatever. And once I got the halfway flag, I started to kind of come around, and then I was like, I'm gonna just kind of drop the hammer here and see what happens. And I was able to make a good pass on him. He had made up the hobble, and I just kind of went down the inside of him and extended it a little bit, and took it on for the win.
I feel like you're one of those guys that's like, you're an East Coast dude. Let's get through Glen Helen and Hangtown, two tracks that aren't your specialty, and we'll start building from there. I guess you kind of talked that earlier, but is that because of these two tracks, these California tracks?
Yeah, I just historically struggled here. Last year I went 8-8 at Glen Helen, and I was pretty happy with that, I guess. But it's just one of those deals. When it's clicking, it's clicking. And
you know what I mean, though? Some guys are like, hey, I just want to survive California.
No, I'm one of those guys, but obviously it didn't look that way today, but for sure it is. I just hope that they don't do something really silly and build a bunch of dumb jumps next weekend. That's always ridiculous for me. The track there at Glen Helen is gnarly enough. If there wasn't a single jump, it's going to get rough and nasty, and there's no need for that.
Four straight wins now. Jersey, Vegas.
I didn't win Vegas.
Oh, you didn't? Seems like you won Vegas.
So many people are like, that's the greatest race ever. And I'm like, I got seventh, though. You realize I got seventh, right? But
I don't know why. I just thought about that. By far, your best national, huh?
Yeah, for sure. A perfect day. You can't really ask for any more. And like I said, I was just comfortable all day, and it was a good start to the season.
Nice work, bud.
Thank you.